Kevin, did you never watch?
Oh no, I trust me. I know I've watched fucking Silver Spoons. I know what's up.
Okay. Moving on. Did you guys make your top five lists yet?
Nope.
No.
Me neither.
I'm gonna winging it.
I'm going to do it tomorrow.
I mean, we've got like 2 weeks to do it, so.
Ooh.
Kev. Right?
Bad news. Real bad news, bud. It's gonna be tomorrow, or I mean Monday. So.
Yeah.
Hey everybody, and welcome to the final week of 8-Bit Xmas for 2016. We're closing this one out with a great movie, Elf. I'm Jeremy, with me on this winter's eve of 70 degrees in Texas.
That's what you're saying. Yeah, it's me.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I just, you reminded me that it's fucking 70 degrees outside, which is retarded because it was like 12 degrees on Monday.
I know.
Like, what happened?
I walked out today and I was like, there's humidity on Christmas Eve, and then there was fog. It was terrible. Just terrible. Kevin, tell us that you're at least like in the Christmas cold up there.
It's a brisk 39 degrees right now.
So you're still above average anyways too, right? Like that's...
Thank you. In many states.
Just not in Texas.
Yeah, yeah. And my wiener. What? Merry Christmas, everyone. That's what I meant to say.
We're all kind of in the family mode right now, except for Kevin because he doesn't have one. We're all about to play Santa.
Just no surviving family members. Last Christmas was really tragic for Kev. It's why he hates Christmas now. But we just, you know what? We said fuck it, and every year we're just gonna just push it right down his throat. That like, hey, fuck you. Christmas is the thing that people love, and like, who cares about your dead family?
He doesn't put up lights. He doesn't have a tree. He has no stockings. The man just doesn't do anything. Tomorrow, what he's gonna do is wake up. Walk out,
graveyard.
Walk out into this kitchen in his underwear, prepare a bowl of fucking cereal, sit down in front of his computer, watch a couple YouTube channels, then he's going to go visit his dead parents' graves.
So like a normal day, really.
Yeah.
And then he's going to eat their leftover pizza from the night before, and then he's going to go down into the cave under his house.
I have a cave under my house.
And then he's going to prepare to fight justice.
Because he's Martha. Or Martha.
I'm going to be the first non-billionaire Batman.
he's gonna be in a spandex suit. It's just one of those ones that you get.
I'm
going to
look more like Blank Man.
From Party City.
Now you're overestimating my look.
He's going to have, like, take silver Sharpie and paint a face on it. Oh. I'm a man.
No.
That sound about right, Kev?
99%.
Nice. Perfect. Yeah. Sweet.
Good. I think everybody who is listening to the show has watched Elf at this point. And if you haven't, then you've lost your damn mind because it's one of the greatest Christmas movies.
It was like an instant classic.
Yeah.
It definitely was one of those. Yeah, because there's like, obviously there's been a fuck ton of Christmas movies, but I'm trying to think of like the last one that may have come out beforehand that really stuck, like this one did.
Let's see.
I mean, like, a lot of people, for some people, Jingle All the Way in like 1999, 2000 was kind of one, but like, literally Christmas Vacation was like 89 or something like that, and that's one to me that like seems like one of the more recent classic.
Jack Frost in 98. I'm just kidding. Okay, one of the last ones was probably How This Grinch Stole Christmas in 2000.
With Jim Carrey?
With Jim Carrey.
See, meh. I like the original animated one from like the 60s way better.
Yeah, I know, but still, like, everybody loves this one, like all the children. I know us as adults probably don't love it as much.
I didn't
but
like it as a child.
The children. You're in.
Children.
How old were you in 2000?
2000. I would have been about 13.
Yeah, too old.
That's adorable.
Yeah.
14?
I was graduating 14? When you were just getting some hair on your nuts.
Whoa.
You want to bet?
I mean, look how hairy he is now. I'm sure it was way before 13. A man came out with hair on his shoulders.
This is why I don't understand Colin, because I feel like, dude, where's your fucking beard, bro?
He's nine.
Yeah, you're nine? Yeah, grow the fuck up, you pussy.
Your son came out with a beard. You had to shave it off.
Yeah, dude. Mm-hmm. It's like that Santa Claus scene where he shaves it, and then midday it's already grown back.
I guess the Santa Claus would be that came out in 94, and then 2002. Those two are instant classics.
Hey, there's a
third one with Jack Frost.
Good, yeah, that's a good one.
Sorry, I was looking up How the Grinch Stole Christmas. We were talking about that, and like I was like, yeah, 66. That's when the other one came out. There's one scheduled for 2018. Starring Benedict Cumberbatch.
Really?
Huh?
Why are they doing that again?
I don't know. He's the only person attached to it, and there's not. Oh, it's Illumination. It's gonna be another animated one. It's not gonna be live action. It's gonna be animated. But like at this point, why? Like the original one from '66 with Boris Karloff as like the narrator. Mm-hmm. You know, it's fucking timeless.
Yeah.
That's why I didn't really understand the need to make the one with Jim Carrey. The one that was like a cash grab, in my opinion. Like, let's hire fucking Jim Carrey, who can do this crazy shit with his face, and put him in a crazy costume, and it worked. But like, we didn't need it,
right?
You know, most of these Christmas movies, they came out in the '80s and the '90s.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
It was a really sentimental time in the United States, and then we got fucking jaded as shit.
Thanks, Ronald Reagan.
Thanks, 9/11.
Oh, wait. What do you guys think about Four Christmases? That seems to be... Like, it's not a real Christmas...
Oh, yeah, Reese Witherspoon.
Yeah, Reese Witherspoon and... what's his ass?
I've never seen it because I don't
give a shit. Robert De
Niro. Yeah, no. It's got... Reese
Witherspoon. Reese
Witherspoon. Vince Vaughn. Rabbit DeVos.
I guess also another one, a new, like, Love Actually is like a new.
Oh, yeah. People
like,
talk about that
modern
shit
Christmas
all the time.
What are you going to talk about? A shit fucking movie.
That movie is so depressing, but people love it.
Like, garbage.
It's about
garbage.
The breakdown of every fucking relationship.
We have our next year's pick.
That's true.
No, Brainberries did it this year. Fuck, I'm making Havoc. I don't want to do it. It's a shit movie.
Damn.
It's like, hey, let's get everybody in Hollywood who's British. And like throw them in a movie, like, oh, it's gonna be great. And then it just is a fuck fest of just terrible. And then for whatever reason, over the next like 10 years since this movie came out, they've been like, hey, let's do one for Valentine's Day. Hey, let's do one for New Year's. Hey, let's do one for St. Patrick's Day. Hey, let's do one for Thanksgiving. Hey, let's do one for Mother's Day. Hey, let's do one for like Father's Day. It's like, no, it's a shitty fucking concept. Let's just not do it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Hold on, I just need to cancel my Father's Day plans real quick. I didn't know they were coming out with that one.
Man, Doug was such full of hate. Now he's coughing up a storm.
I've actually just been getting over like a chest cold, head cold sort of combo. Brought on by Love Actually, and it's just fucking garbage of a movie.
Mm-hmm. So, Elf is a pretty unique concept. It's about a normal human being, baby, who sneaks into Santa's bag, gets brought to the North Pole, and is brought up as an elf. So my only problem, like, I love this film, but can I break it down just for a quick second?
Hey, you do you.
Okay, Santa has all these fucking names in a book, knows where they fucking live, knows what they want, knows if they've been naughty or nice, but he can't fucking figure out that this kid is missing from somewhere. Like, when he gets back to the North Pole, he's not like, oh shit, hold on a second. Yeah, you're not supposed to be here. Let's take you back. How's he not know?
He can only go out once, man. Once a year.
Do you think that's the rule?
He didn't go out the next year. I don't know why. But that would, that wouldn't make a good movie.
I know, the movie would be over at that point. I get
you
it.
Just ruined the movie. But also, like, the kid was in a
foster care
orphanage.
Yeah, orphanage. Or, yes. So maybe he felt, maybe he was like, you know what, I need a kid around here.
And maybe he just felt bad, and also like maybe he was like, fuck, no one noticed.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Like, fuck. Yeah. No one said a word. Maybe he was like watching the news, waiting to see where this kid came from, and no one said anything about any missing kids on like Christmas evening. He was like, fuck, no one noticed.
Yeah. James Caan's like, meh, fuck it.
Maybe he was too young to have a name on the list. I mean, he's only a baby. Like, I mean, you're inherently good. So, I mean, I don't know. How would you know?
Yeah, very true.
And plus, he's not doing kid check every house he goes into. He's going to deliver the presents, eat some milk and cookies, and peace the fuck out. He got places to be.
What did you guys think overall of this film?
Oh, I loved it. It's a classic.
It's a great one. Mm-hmm. There are some issues I have with the end of the movie where I feel like they kind of rushed some things. But overall, I feel like it's a great... Like, literally, the sleigh stuff that was kind of mentioned at the beginning that fails at the like towards the end, and then like the random like ranger park rangers in Central Park, they were just like,
yeah,
we've never mentioned you before, why are you suddenly a threat?
Because they just called him in.
Well, what was it, they never forgave Santa for putting him on like the naughty list or something like that.
Yeah.
It's just,
they didn't
just
say why. It was that why they were on the naughty list.
They were like they're like the Darth Vaders of Christmas films.
I suppose. It's just, it felt like, oh shit, we need to have one more bad thing happen. What this? Like the whole fact that like everyone is starting to like not believe in Santa anymore, so like he can't fucking fly his fucking thing out the sleigh. Just some villains for 5 minutes of a movie.
I found that a little unbelievable, because I was like, really? All these kids don't believe anymore? Come on. Like, it was at zero, at least.
9/11, man.
At least give it like a 30. Do you think it works in a radius? Like, maybe it's just New York City or the area that it doesn't work with the spirit? Because I'm sure around the world, there's a lot of spirit going out there for the big man.
Could be. I mean, there's, you know, and plus New York is pretty jaded, so that could be true if it was just that area in particular.
Yeah.
And this movie started kind of the big, I mean, would you say that this movie shot a bright light on Zooey Deschanel?
Absolutely. Actually going to bring that up. Is that before this, like the only thing I can really think I maybe knew her from was it The New Guy? You guys remember The New Guy?
Yeah. Yeah. I remember
with
that.
DJ Qualls or
weird looking Quails. Dude.
Weird dude. Yeah, Eliza Dushku. That Sum 41 song. Like,
I don't know. I don't remember the Sum 41 song.
It was like they made like a music video that went along with the movie when it came out.
I remember
but
that.
Yeah, she was like the nerdy friend in the band with him, like the funk band that he was in. I knew her from that, and I knew her from Sum 41 and stuff. Yeah, and I knew. So I knew her from that, but like, yeah, this really like launched her. I feel like it really launched her career. Like, I know she'd done stuff beforehand, but like, again, like bit roles.
Well, and after this one, because, you know, she sang the, she sang the song in the shower. What's it called?
Baby, It's Cold Outside.
Yeah. Baby, It's Cold Outside. And then all of a sudden after this movie came out, she and him came out. And like, that was her musical project. And I think that gave her a lot of indie cred, obviously, because that was like a big thing. But after that, then she became like that quirky nerd girl, which ends up being like, you know, like what
her
was that?
Stick.
500 Days of Summer.
Yeah.
So. Wait, which one? Which one? Dick or 500 Days of Summer? Hold on, I need to know the answer to this.
No,
A little bit of calm, man.
I think you mistaken Dick for Stick. I said Stick.
Oh, I heard Dick.
Well, he normally does.
Oh. Of course, this one stars Will Ferrell at his peak of his movie career.
Yeah.
And it's not like it's not at the peak. He's just not in a lot of movies anymore. And the movies that he has done have been not as funny.
I mean, Step Brothers was still pretty good. That was one of his later, funnier movies.
What is he doing?
That was still like 2008, 2007. That was a
while. That's what I'm saying. Like, this came out in like 2003. If you're saying the peak was in 2003.
No, that's true.
Let's see. Well, let's see. Hold on. All right. 2000, in the early 2000s, he did Old School.
Yeah. I mean, he did like Elf, Old School, Anchorman.
Anchorman. Let's see. He did Kicking and Screaming, still funny. And then he did Talladega Nights,
which was hilarious. I love Talladega Nights.
That was in
2005, 2006.
And then Blades of Glory, and then things started going downhill in 2008 a little bit with Semi-Pro.
Yeah, it wasn't a great movie. And then, although Andre 3000 from Outkast was in that.
Although Step Brothers.
Yeah. And then from there it's been,
yeah, Land of the Lost.
Yeah.
Oh. I know. Although, he had that cameo in Wedding Crashers.
And the other guys?
Yes, the other guys.
The other guys is fantastic. Hey, how's it going, guys?
He who shall not be named.
Hey, mm-hmm. I was in that movie. It was really great, okay?
Yeah.
And it wasn't Space Transformers.
Do you know the story behind that movie?
No.
Is that, so Kevin Smith was supposed to direct his buddy cop movie, and it was The Other Guys. But uh-huh. Something happened to where it was like a no-go. So they went, the studio just was like, okay. And they made it anyways with Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg. And I don't know the full, like, I'd have to listen back to the to podcast, but that's the gist of it. Like,
he did
like,
a buddy cop movie, though.
Fuck off. Yeah. I know. He did his own buddy cop movie for another studio.
Oh, okay. Because, yeah, he did the one with Bruce Willis,
right.
And
Bruce Willis
Tracy
and
Morgan.
Tracy Morgan.
Yeah.
But he was supposed to do The Other Guys, and so it never happened. And then they just picked it up and ran with it anyways.
Was he just directing it, or was he writing and directing it?
I think just directing, because he didn't direct. Okay. He didn't write the other one as well, so he.
Okay, so that just so he shouldn't. I mean, was he mad about that then, or?
That's. I think that's what it was. I think that it was supposed to be. I think he got pissed off at. Oh my gosh! Somebody has to look back on this, but I think the story was that he was supposed to direct Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg in his buddy cop movie. But then they decided that they wanted to do their own one, so they went to another studio across the street, pitched the other guys, and then he went and got Bruce Willis and Tracy Morgan for his movie.
Okay.
I think that's the story.
There you go.
So, but sure. Obviously the other guys was...
Your boy Marky screwed him over.
Much, much better.
Yeah.
This is a much better movie.
Yeah, the other guys. I mean, I still want to start a band called Dirty Mike and the Boys. Call the first album Soup Kitchen.
No.
I think one of my favorite lines from all time in a movie is when he's talking about the lion and the fucking the sea. What are they? What the fuck were they?
Sea lion?
No, it wasn't a sea lion. He was like, I'm a lion, okay? And you're a. He said some fucking fish. And I'm gonna eat you. And then Will Ferrell's like, oh, that's a bad move. Okay, I'm a fucking 1,000,000-pound sea creature. Now I've got the taste for lion, and I'm gonna create a breathing apparatus. And I'm gonna
I'm gonna take over. I'm gonna get on the land, and I'm gonna find you.
Yeah, and he's like, and you know what? Maybe at first I only last 10 minutes. Okay, and then I gotta go back to the ocean. But I have the taste of lion, and it's good.
Yeah, I still love his other Gator. Don't mess with no bitches.
Oh yeah, Gator don't play. Gator never been about that.
So that's our other guy's review. Everyone.
Yeah, so that one solid 7 out of 5. So back to Elf.
Yeah, this movie. What was this movie about again?
You go
two
through
cops,
the candy
like,
cane.
Two ex-cops or something.
Well, I found out that Elf has a lot in common with Jack Frost. Because he has the ability to create snowballs in a blink of an eye and throw them as fast as Jack Frost as well. So there's that.
He pulled him off his own body last time.
So there's that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, overall, this is... And then what's left to say? What does it say about this movie? That okay, so the... good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for tuning in, everybody.
No, I mean, I like the relationship between Buddy and Jovi too. I mean, I thought it was great. It was very sweet, you know.
I love that he decorated the entire place, and then the boss comes in. He's like,
someone from upstairs did this. Yes. They sent someone in
from corporate.
Yeah, someone from corporate coming in to take our job.
That dude is hilarious too. When he's like, "I'm singing," he's like, "No singing in the North Pole." No, there is.
No, there isn't.
This is the North Pole. No, it's not. Yes, it is. No, it's not.
No, it's not. Yeah. No, it's not. I'm just reading some of the facts behind this movie, and there's a part where it says Will Ferrell suffered from headaches throughout filming as he had to actually eat all of the sugar infested foods in the Elf food pyramid on camera.
Oh my gosh. Could you eat spaghetti with syrup all over it?
No, absolutely not. Are you kidding me? No, that makes
me. I mean, you can, but it tastes awful. Yeah.
Ugh. Like, just the mix of those two would make me want to vomit.
Like tonight at dinner, my dad made like a gingerbread cake and had it with some ice cream, and it hit that point where I was like, "This is too sweet and too rich. I can't do this. I'm gonna fucking vomit." Like it was too sweet. And I have to imagine the spaghetti with maple syrup and marshmallows and sprinkles and chocolate chips and whipped cream and all that other shit he put inside of that. Like my teeth hurt thinking about it. Yeah. I can only like eating that, I would be on set going like
he's a good actor.
Couldn't do it.
He kept a bucket behind, next to him. He had to, right?
They always do. Like even if they're just eating like sandwiches, there's always a bucket.
Ugh,
that's someone's job to clean that up.
What I would like to talk about is my favorite scene of the movie. So if we're going into favorites or whatever, my absolute favorite. No one's mentioned this yet.
The tree?
Peter Dinklage.
Hey, yeah. My favorite. When he comes in. My favorite part of this movie. No one's mentioned it yet. Peter Dinklage.
Oh, that's good. Me too.
Oh, Doug. Shit. Hold on. My favorite part of the movie, and no one has mentioned this yet. That's fucking crazy because you two have already gone. Neither of you mentioned this, but Peter Dinklage.
Dude. Holy shit. Fucking right. I mean, so funny. Just a great role for him. Really launched his career too.
No, he's, well.
I'm just kidding.
He's been around, obviously. He was, I don't know what launched his career because like.
Porn. Like, really? Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I mean, Game of Thrones was really where everybody knew him.
Yeah, but this is obviously way before Game of Thrones. This is 2003.
Yeah, I know, but he was just like, now when you look back on it, you go, holy shit, Peter Dinklage is amazing.
Yeah.
But when you were watching it, he was just like, oh, cool, that's a funny
He's
short
been around,
person.
Though. Like I said, he's, I mean.
I know,
I remember...
but think back and go, holy shit, this is Peter Dinklage before Game of Thrones. Did you have that reaction, or were you just like, oh, cool, a small person.
No, I've known him because I, once again, the first thing I remember Peter Dinklage from actually was 30 Rock because he was, Liz Lemon was dating him at one point.
That's true, but that's also after this.
Ooh. Hurtful.
Yeah. Oh, man.
30 Rock didn't start until like 2007. So.
Oh, yeah, I guess so. So I can't really think of anything he did before this then. Yeah.
So thinking back, it's just like you don't think like that.
I mean, I'm looking at his list right now, and literally beforehand, it's like this possible unconfirmed, uncredited role in 1991, and then Sue's a character in Living in Oblivion in 95. So. And then like you kind of go through, like, he was a voice and uncredited in an episode of Seinfeld. Cool. Like, 98, he has, like, his first, like, Safe Men, and then Pigeonholed, and then The Street. And then Oz, and like just a couple of little things, and then like really the big thing is Elf in 2003.
Yeah. Okay. Then. Yeah. Yeah. I'm looking at that too. Yeah. You're right. That's absolutely right. So,
oh,
good.
I know.
I mean, that's...
What? What'd you say, Chair?
I said, oh, I know. I'm right.
Oh.
Hang up. Just kidding. Just adding.
But yeah, he was. I love that whole scene where Buddy's just super hyped and thinks he's an elf. He's like, "Oh, how did you get out? How did you get? You've been making toys?" And he's just like, "I get it. Okay, I'm small. Okay, we're making the jokes. Are we done yet?"
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good.
I'm trying to look at who is
for him for sure. I think one of my favorite scenes though is it's a just a little throwaway scene. It is literally when Buddy jumps into the fucking Christmas tree. I don't know why. It's the perfect GIF moment of a movie. It's just him into the tree, and the tree just back down. So funny.
I think my favorite scene is when he's standing next to the Gimbel's manager and he's like, Santa's coming tomorrow. And then, he just, Buddy just,
Santa!
Oh my God. Like, I'm curious to know how many times they had to reshoot that because of that man had to be laughing so hard. Like every time it's just like, he's screaming, jumping up and down. And I laugh so hard every time I see it. Yeah. And I look at the Gimbel's manager's face just to see if he's breaking character at all. And like, I'm like, is that, did his lip just shiver a little bit from laughing? Like, you know, so that's one of my favorite scenes, if not my favorite scene.
I can dig it. Well, what about you, Doug?
He already named it when he jumps into the tree.
Oh, when he jumps into the tree. Okay.
I also like the scene a little bit where Zooey Deschanel's in a shower because I'm a perv, but.
Oh yeah, well, who doesn't like that?
Was it weird seeing her with like blonde hair? Because especially, you know, like the last decade, she's been black hair.
I think she looks hot with the blonde.
I'm not a huge fan, although it was blonde in that New Guys movie, also, or the New Guy or whatever. It was like a blonde in that as well.
I wonder if that's her natural color or if she was just dying it for that.
She was probably just going through that mid-2000s where everyone was dying their hair. Like, it's probably actually the color that it is.
Back when I had hair, I dyed it. the 2000s. I did. I've been every color, man. Did I ever show you guys the colors of my hair? Blue, green, red. Pubes, too.
I just got that song from Pocahontas stuck in my head. The colors of the wind or whatever.
Well, I mean, I broke wind, too. So, yeah, I mean, dyed my ass hairs. Oh
my God. I'm just... What?
Who knows? Just ignore it.
I'm looking over some quotes of the movie, and he's like, when he enters the mailroom, he's like, "This place reminds me of Santa's workshop, except it smells like mushrooms, and everyone looks like they want to hurt me."
Yeah.
Oh,
when he gets
shit.
The mail device, and he like gets his face sucked into it. Yeah. This thing's really sucky.
And who? Oh my God! So that in that prison inmate, when he's laying next to him, he's like, "Yeah. I'm 28. I was like, bullshit. I was like, you are a 40-year-old man.
Yeah.
There's no way.
I like some of the other people that are in the movie, some like the second or third character, like line characters. But there's the elf that works with Santa, and you guys may have recognized him. He probably looks a little bit older, but His elf name is Ming Ming, apparently. I don't remember his name, never calling him by name. But he's played by an actor named Peter Billingsley, who played Ralphie in A Christmas Story.
Stop it.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Was he the one who was with the glasses on?
Uh-huh.
And he was the one who was like, I feel bad for the guy.
Yeah.
Isn't he like a lawyer or accountant now or something like that?
I don't know.
I have no idea. He's been in some other things. He was in another like TV show or movie.
He does a lot of sports stuff. Like he did a thing with like Undeniable with Joe Buck. He's in a 30 for 30 documentary.
He's a producer of Iron Man. So I mean, and Four Christmases.
Yeah, he's basically a producer in Hollywood from what I'm seeing here.
Yeah, that is crazy. Yeah, yeah.
Although he's got 33 credits for acting. Last time he did something, he was in Iron Man.
I think he was also in The Breakup.
That's what it's saying here. Is he best friends with Jon Favreau?
Probably. He's also in Four Christmases. What's his name?
I like how Doug loses it every time.
Who?
Jon Favreau. This movie, John could have never made another movie, and he'd always be known for this.
Are you that good friends with him? You're like, yeah, you know, my good friend John.
Yeah, John. What's his last name? I just call him Favre.
He apparently did a movie with some people in 2001. He also serves as co-producer on the Artisan Entertainment classic Maid. 2001, starring Jon Favreau and Vince Vaughn, and then also did the Zathura, which was directed by Jon Favreau.
I'm telling you, they're best friends.
You know, yeah, and I think that's kind of what solidified is that's what probably started it, because since then he is now became a principal in Wild West Picture Show Productions, the production company founded by Vince Vaughn, and then has done a bunch of stuff with Jon Favreau since. So
Okay.
Hey.
It's always
hey.
Fun.
Hey. Oh, hey. Hey, just a real side. Can we have a sidebar real quick?
Sure.
An email popped up, and it said, "Hey, beta signups are open for Ghost Recon Wildlands." So
forward the email.
Yeah.
So okay.
Okay, moving on.
Let's talk about the ending of this film, because once again, waterworks for me. Well, not waterworks, but I tear up every time. Like, the happy fucking family movie at the end. Santa, like, the music kicks in, and it's just like...
And that's just exactly how it went.
That's the song. And, like... And then, like, Santa's, like, looking back, and everyone's looking, like, fucking tear, man. I can't help it. I'm such a sap for this shit.
I hope that helped. I hope that really sold that scene with me doing the music in the background.
Look at him. Tearing up. It's adorable.
So, yeah, it's that for me, that stuff. I always love that. When you cap a movie, that's what makes it instant classic, I think, for a lot of people, is when you cap it with that fucking finale that just pulls at your heartstrings and makes you happy and makes you feel like a kid again. Because ultimately, that's what that end scene does, is like brings me back to me being a kid, believing in all this stuff, and just all the memories. Like, it's powerful stuff. So congrats to that, because I love that shit.
Yeah, I agree.
Kevin.
I agree.
I mean, I'm not a fucking heartless. I mean, just because I'm a ginger and don't have a soul doesn't mean I don't have a heart.
I also like all the stuff with the dad. We didn't really talk about this much, but like the whole like him going to find his dad.
Yeah,
right.
And all this stuff, and like the dad kind of rejecting him because it was from a different time of his life when things were different, and like he doesn't know him, and obviously he's like an adult male, right? Like, I mean, he's an adult
who acts like a baby. Like,
yeah, and so it's weird and different. He doesn't, you know, and but to see the transformation, and was it James Caan? I think it was the
James
played
Caan.
The dad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, whom I love. I mean, it's Sonny, you know, from like The Godfather and all that fun stuff, all the fucking movies that he's in. He's a great, phenomenal actor. It's really good. And I love the stuff. I love the family stuff in this, like, because you have the mom who's the mom in everything, and her trying to be like, oh, like we should be accepting him, and the little brother that like learns to love them and they become friends, and
Mary Steenburgen.
She's like Will Ferrell's mom in like every movie that he's
yeah, she
mom,
is.
Which is ridiculous because they're like the same age. It's so funny. That's one of my favorite parts.
It seems like, I mean, of course, because like, you know, Walter was like rejecting him, especially like as soon as he said, you know, the first like actual mom's name, Susan Wells or whatever. Then he like flips out because once again he wasn't ready for that shit. He still loved her, you know, but she died early on. I forget what she died, like cancer or something like that.
Probably, I don't know. Did they ever specify?
I don't remember. I don't recall. Yeah,
because I mean, when he first showed up, he thought it was like some kind of weird joke. It was like an elf gram or whatever. So
he's like, yeah. Well, that's a weird song.
Yeah.
Dad, I'm here.
Well, and then there's like the, what do you get someone special for Christmas? And it's like the lingerie, and he's just like
yeah. knock.
Yeah. So funny. Yeah. I forgot, you know, this is a John Favreau movie, speaking of. I totally forgot that he was the doctor.
Yep.
Until like every time I always like, oh, John Favreau. Like I always forget also it's a John Favreau movie. Like I don't know what it is about the movie that makes me always forget, but every time at the beginning of the movie when his name pops up, I'm like, oh yeah, John Favreau. It's such a good fucking movie. I mean, and to be fair, a lot of his movies are really good.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Iron Man. I don't know if you guys saw the Jungle Book movie.
Jungle Book was
phenomenal. Mm. And then his like independent movie Chef, the one about the food truck,
it was one of my favorites. So I'm surprised I never brought that up. Yeah, Chef is fantastic. Kevin, if you haven't seen that, which you probably haven't because you hate John Favreau.
Back that shit up. Did I ever say that?
Sorry, it's just that he was associated with Christmas, so I just figured you hated him.
Actually, one of the first things I've ever seen him in was a movie that came out in the 90s with Jeremy Piven, and he was in it and played a huge stoner, and his name was Gutter, and it was a movie called PCU.
Oh, I remember that movie.
Yeah, it was like it was supposed to be like the Animal House of the 90s. And it had like George Clinton in it and Parliament, like P-Funk.
Mm-hmm.
It was awesome.
George Clinton was also in the Good Burger movie in the early 90s. He must have just making his rounds in the 90s.
George Clinton's been all over the place. Man, he's been around, yeah.
I love me some George Clinton.
Oh, yeah, no, too. Me too, man. One of my friend's bands back in the day.
He's on the new Kendrick Lamar album. Like, nice. He has a track with him. It's sick.
That's what I'm saying. Like, my friend's band has a track with him. Like, one of the members of P-Funk, like, managed my friend's band. And, like, he showed up, and they're, like, hanging out with George Clinton. I'm like, holy fuck.
And then you hung out with him, too.
No, I never got around to it, unfortunately. I met the dude from P-Funk a bunch of times, and that was about it. But I never met George Clinton. I would have loved to fucking meet George Clinton. Be like, get the funk out of here, baby.
Okay.
The song was really good, too. It was real funky. Like, it was a punk-funk song.
Do you guys want to rate the movie?
There you go.
So, really? Do we want to
rate the movie?
Rate it? Or are we here to rate? What are we doing?
Yeah, we're going to rate, and then we're going to go, because it's Christmas.
What?
It's Christmas.
It's Christmas.
When?
Right now.
Right now. Right meow.
Right meow.
5 out of 5. Fantastic. Perfect Christmas movie. Perfect way to end the 8-bit Xmas 2016. And when you listen to this, though, it's going to be the last day to get your shirt. So,
is it? Yeah. We should. I think we should let the shirts go through the end of the month. Just let one more week.
One more week.
All right.
One more week. We'll let it go.
Let it ride. Just because I like you so much, Doug.
Thanks.
Damn.
I'm wearing mine right now. It's super soft. I'm going to buy some more. I think I'm going to order like 2 more.
We love you, Threadless.
Fuck me. I'm sorry. I keep coughing.
Doug, what do you think? Rate it.
Oh, 5 out of 5. Are you kidding me? This is like, there are some Christmas movies where I'm like, okay, I watched it this year. I'm good for another 5. Like Christmas Story. Mm-hmm. I love the movie. I don't need to watch it every year.
That I watch every year. As soon as we wake up, the TNT gets turned on and Christmas movie.
TBS or whatever?
Or TBS,
24
yeah.
Out.
Just 24 hours of it. Just fucking let it ride.
Yeah.
Kevin?
I mean, 5 out of 5. I love it. I mean, it was a fantastic movie. I mean,
Kev?
What?
That you liked 3 out of the 4 movies we watched this year.
You may like Christmas.
I guess it's a revelation.
I think we did it, Jer. I think our job here is done. We can return to heaven now. We've completed our mission from God. We have brought Kevin around to Christmas.
It's a Christmas miracle.
Goodbye, Kevin.
Goodbye. That night, Kevin's heart grew 2 times. And then he had to be taken to the hospital for an oversized heart. He died later that night.
Oh.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Took a turn.
Wow. Well, way to fucking end that on a sad note. Holy shit.
See you next year, everybody.
enjoy your family, I guess. It's already dead, too.
Damn.
Oh,
that was dark.
No, it wasn't. We were just bringing it back to...
Yeah, we just went full circle, Kev. Your family was dead at the beginning. They're dead still.
I mean, that's what... Come on, man. You gotta... Fuck, Kevin. Kevin, you know what? You get a 3 out of 5 for 8-bit Xmas this year.
Yeah, I'm going to have to rate you a 3 out of 5 also. I thought you could have brought it a little more. Hey, though, props for watching all the movies this year.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey,
Doug, I give you...
Oh, fuck off. 1 year.
Doug, I give you a 4.8 this year. Great job. I took a couple off just because of Jack Frost, and I'm sorry.
Why is that my fault?
Well, I mean, you should have liked it more.
Oh, okay.
You should have liked it more.
Fair. That's fair. Right. Well, I give you a 4 out of 8 also, and I'm going to ding you because you dinged me, you son of a bitch.
Our scale is to 5.
Oh, I give you 4.8 out of 5. That's what I meant. I'm 4.8. Hey, 4.8 out of 4.8.
I give you
a perfect score.
I give you guys 5s out of each because you're both beautiful human beings. Keep doing that, and you're great hosts.
All right, Kev.
And you love right, the yes. Christmas season.
Hey, leave this soft bullshit for Monday show when we wrap up the year.
Oh no, I'll be nice and bitter Monday, so it's all good.
He's like, I hated every now. Movie. I don't have a top five. Mine's a negative five.
Well, fuck you. See if I'll be back in 2017. Suck my dick, asshole. I'm out.
Well, there, you stole my script.
Looking for a new host.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We appreciate it. Until next year, this has been 8-Bit Xmas. I don't have music for 8-Bit Xmas.
You do. Do.
Yeah, just play a little bit of that clip from that song. I'm sure we'll be fine. We're still don't have advertisements on our show, so they can't fucking do anything about it.